Hi, everyone. This is Rico and Tony. We're the Altieri Brothers, and welcome to the Art of Hair podcast. For the last four decades, we have been hair industry leaders as salon owners, celebrity hairstylists, platform artists, educators, and mentors in the awesome world of professional beauty.
Our mission is to inspire and motivate you to become the best hairdresser, the best artist, and the best person that you can be. It's time to reach for the stars, to let ourselves dream, and then turn those dreams into reality.
This is your time right now. So,
let's do this. How's everybody doing out there? This is Tony Altieri. I'm with my brother, Ricardo Altieri, and we've got a special podcast for you today. I don't even know how to explain it. To me, she seems like the pop star of hairdressing. I mean, I hate to say it. She's beautiful. She's talented. She's extremely motivated in our business. She's come a long way in just a few years, and I just can't wait to ask her these questions I've got written down right here, and I'll let my brother take over from here, so let's go.
This lady is a color expert extraordinaire. After finishing her Bachelor's of Science in Chemical Engineering, she shifted her focus to the completion of her diploma at the Aveda Institute in San Antonio, Texas. She has used her talents to dress the tresses of many celebrities and supermodels. But her love is for education, and especially educating her fellow professionals. She's the co-founder of the Global Artistry Council and the co-founder of the Texpert Collective. I can't wait to hear about that. She's an amazing professional and one of the most incredible colorists I've ever seen. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast, Kailani Goodwin. Hi, Kai.
Hi, what's going on?
What's happening, girl? It's so good to hear you and see you and have you on the podcast. So go ahead, Tom.
I want to sort of know her from the beginning. Kai, what was your early life and your upbringing life before hairdressing? And where'd you come from and how'd you get to where you are now?
Well, that's a loaded question.
It is.
Yeah, fully loaded, right? You're like, start from the beginning. Actually, I'm an East Coast girl. So I was born in New York in Jamaica, Queens. And my mother moved us down to Virginia. So that was a little bit of a culture shock, right? Lots of, moved down closer to family. And I went through school and everything, bounced back and forth to New York because that's my home. And my dad was still up there. So had a lot of fun going back and forth between the two places. After graduating from high school, I went and got my chemical engineering degree from University of Maryland, Baltimore County. And I wanted to have my own product line. So I was going to do research on, I went to do research on skin cancer in England and then came back and was going to go back to school to go to get my master's in pharmacognosy, which is natural product chemistry. So long story short, shifted and wanted to be able to speak both languages, went to cosmetology school in San Antonio, Texas. Graduated, back to the East Coast, got married, had kids, and became an educator. And I love being behind the chair. And, you know, I kind of work both sides of my brain.
A couple questions I've got for you. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have an older brother, yes.
And how old are you right now?
41.
You're gorgeous. You look awesome, girl. That's awesome. Because everybody out there wants to hear success stories. And just talking to my brother for the past week about you, you seem like a very much of a success story. So I'm very honored to have you on our podcast.
Well, first of all, I want to talk a little bit about my history with Kai. So in the salon, in our salon in Corona Del Mar, we carried Aveda as well as some other products. So we were going to have a class and we had the whole staff, everybody, even like other hairdressers invited from other salons coming to sit in on the class. It was a color class. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we got a call. And we had food, we had everything. And they said, we can't do this thing. It was like the day before. And I said, there's no way I can get all the hairdressers back together. I said, could you please, please get another educator for us? Well, they said, we'll try. And then they called back and said, okay, we found a great educator for you. And she came in and she had stayed up all night to do color swatches for our class and did the most amazing color class. And that's Kai I'm talking about right now. And Kai walked in, slayed, just killed the show, killed the class with us. And from there, I was so impressed with her. I said, where are you doing hair? I said, would you like to do hair in the salon, in this salon here? And she said, well, I live in San Diego, but yeah, I'd like to come down. I think I could probably do that. So she worked in our salon and it was great working with her and watching her do color. And Kai, you're so talented in color. I want to ask you, your focus is on color. Is that correct?
Yes. My focus has been on color since the beginning. Blame it on my, I guess, chemical engineering. I love mixing stuff. However, I guess I can say I'm a little selfish. I love styling and cutting as well.
Yeah, you're very good at it. I've seen it. I've seen everything that you do. So you love to do it all. Is that true then?
I really do. I have on being creative and, you know, just kind of being able to put everything together and see the finished work, so to speak.
Yeah. You're an amazing colorist. I mean, incredible. And I think that probably comes from your chemical engineering background. Would you say so?
Yeah, I think learning, although what's really interesting is I went to cosmetology school and was like, oh, this is going to be easy. I just finished a chemical engineering degree. Huh. And I had, what do you call it? Like human anatomy, physiology class. I was like, oh, I can do this, no problem. Mm-hmm. And then we got into more of the science of hair and all of that. And then the color information. And I was just like, okay, I still have to study, but it was fun. And it was, I guess it came a little easy to understand, like the whole color theory and all of that. And I just kind of gravitated to it.
Yeah, you definitely know that. You know how to do formulations probably better than anybody I've ever seen. And I've seen some amazing hair colorist, and I consider myself a master hair colorist, but you put me to shame, let me tell you that. So why did you shift your focus into hair? Did you all of a sudden have an enlightening, or I mean, what happened? How did that come about?
Honestly, I was preparing to go to get my master's, and by some happenstance or another, they had changed the requirements and they got a new dean for that school that I was going for pharmacognosy. And I said, you know what? Okay. I went to additional school. So basically I graduated with my chemical engineering degree, went back to school to fulfill the requirements to go to grad school. And then they changed it up on me. So I was just like, I don't have time for this. And I talked to a mentor of mine from the school I went to and where I work at the Meyerhoff office at University of Maryland, Baltimore County. And she was just like, well, is there another way that you could get there, you know, to your end goal? And I was just like, I didn't think about that. So I did some research and was like, okay, I could go to cosmetology school. I could go to aesthetics. So I said, okay, well, let me learn about everything, right? Because cosmetology, right, hair, skin, and nails. So I was like, what better way to get foundation than to do a cosmetology license to still kind of get me to that, you know, end goal of having my own product line. And then I went to school and I loved it. Because, I mean, I like to talk, if you haven't noticed yet.
I do know that.
I love to talk. I love interacting with people. You know, I can be a little bit of an introvert sometimes, but I do love engaging and interacting with people. And I love seeing people's faces light up when you kind of meet and exceed their expectations. Like when they come in the salon and sit in the chair and you have a conversation and you get to know them, that building of relationships to take them on their hair journey, so to speak.
Yeah. You're amazing at it. So we were lucky. I think the hair world was lucky that you decided to switch over and come in full time. Do you think it was a good decision?
Yeah, actually, at the end of the day, I do. After getting in my car accident, my body was like, okay, well, can't do the whole behind the chair that much anymore. But thank goodness, thank God, I was able to, like, during COVID, been able to shift to where I'm still in the industry in a capacity that I love.
Yeah, so. You're amazing. There's a bunch of stuff I want to talk to you about, all the new things that you're into. I do want to say that the one thing that I left out of your bio that I want to go over right now, and then I'm going to let Tony ask his question, is what are the companies that you've worked for? I want to find that out.
So I started with Aveda. I basically graduated from Aveda Institute. I was with Aveda in an Aveda salon, and then started being an educator about a couple years after being behind the chair, graduating and being in salon. I started as a color educator for Aveda, did that for a really long time. And yeah. I currently work with Mizani.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. It's a great company.
Yeah, great company. So we fall under the L'Oreal PPD network.
Yeah.
So I've gotten to, you know, play in a whole bunch of different products, you know, that I didn't have the opportunity to do before, which was awesome. And I've had the opportunity to teach styling and teach cutting and everything. And I love it. I really love just sharing information and watching ahas go off. It's amazing.
That's where I think Tony wants to ask his next question. How? Go ahead, Tom.
I'm just sort of like, you know, I'm sort of starstruck on this chick right here. Because there's so many young listeners out there that want to know success stories from younger people, and you're a mentor. You love educating. You love the feeling that you get when you walk out of the room you made people's lives that much more important. I love hair cutting, but I looked at your Instagram, honey, and it is on freaking fire. Okay. So your color's on fire. Your hair cutting's on fire. Your hairstyling is over the freaking charts. You know, Ricardo and I just got invited to participate in the
alternative hair show.
I was just thinking about Anthony Rizzo, guys on fire, who's on our podcast as we speak. I'd love to have you on our team trying to put that together. I mean, that's an honor for us to be asked to do the alternative show.
That's
and awesome. I'd love you to be right next to my side. It's a big deal, girl. So if you've got the time in somewhat early August, I would love you to be there. But besides that, talk to me about your haircutting. Where'd you get that education?
I got my haircutting education from the Veda Institute in San Antonio, Texas. Actually, myself and I forgot how many people were in. We were in the very first class of that school. They opened the year that I went to it, and we were the first graduating class. So not to date myself, but that was a lot of fun. So I learned, you know, very technical with Aveda, and have now with Mazzani, my business partner with the Texpert Collective, Be Shorter. She created basically a way of cutting textured hair that can be recreated. Like there's a whole bunch of points of difference, benefits, you know, because they're in the game of cutting, right? There is straight hair and then there's textured hair. Well, textured hair has its own unique qualities. Right. And what I love about being there through all of the iterations of the Mazzani air cut is that I've seen it progress, and I've also seen what it does for my guests behind the chair, right? So if my guest has any texture of hair, actually, I can use, you know, the air cut to recreate that. And it's awesome. So combining that with my background from Aveda, I think has helped me definitely be a strong hair cutter.
I wish everybody out there was seeing what I see. Put your hands up in front of the camera again. She's got unbelievable hands. I mean, they're gorgeous. They're beautiful. And it's all in the hands. I don't care what anyone says.
The only thing I have with cutting, though, I don't know if you can see, but I can never. So you know how they always tell you not to cut past your second knuckle?
Yeah.
Do it anyway, because I have a space after my second knuckle, so hair drops out. So I can't cheat.
Yeah, that's right.
If I see it, it flies. Put it that way. On the outside of my hand or on the outside of my comb, it's on the ground.
You know, I'm gonna go just a touch out of our. I'm really interested in this air cut. Could you break down the philosophy of it to us?
Sure, no problem. So the Mazzani air cut, it's a solution based haircut. Right. So with the background of knowing the science and art and technique when it comes to texture, right? So, of course, the science part that we teach is I love, because you go back to, okay, well, how does the hair grow out of the head? So we speak to the different texture types. So Mazzani has broken down texture types. I know everybody has seen, you've heard of like 1A, 3B, 4C. So that was Andre Walker's scale for the consumer to be able to speak to the texture type that they have. Well, at Mazzani, what's been done is it's been simplified, right? Because a lot of hairstylists are also colorists. So sometimes when we see 3C, we think copper, right? when the Mazzani texture key is broken down into texture types 1 through 8, so it kind of just simplifies it. So 1 through 8. So 1 is being straight with minimal wave, to 8 being zigzag coiled.
And everything progresses from there, almost right, like levels in color education.
Exactly. So the higher you go with your texture type, the tighter the coil is, right?
Awesome.
Or the tighter the hair gets. But also, not only does the hair get tighter, it gets more fragile because of how it grows out of the scalp. The hair follicle changes.
Okay.
So you go from a round hair follicle shape to a flat hair follicle shape with coily hair. So everybody, sometimes when you see a guest that has like super coily hair and super tightly packed to their hair, that's a shrinkage issue, you know, or challenge. So they have a shrinkage challenge, sometimes dryness because those natural oils aren't getting to the ends of the hair. And then, you know, not being able to see the texture. So what the air cut does, it helps to solve those challenges with the different texture types and depending on the density.
Tony, is she awesome?
I got a bad crush.
Is she awesome or what?
I got a bad girl crush going.
I mean, I want her to come back and teach me about five classes on this.
I need her to come over and teach me how to do everything. Okay, so I got a couple questions for you. Besides doing hair, what are your daily habits? How's your foodie situation in your life? Because I'm a foodie.
Okay, so I'm a foodie. I love good food. I really do love good food. As a matter of fact, my husband and I, we like to, like, for past anniversaries, we've, like, you know, gone to, like, one anniversary in particular, we went to this place called Charleston in Baltimore. And when I tell you, the food was amazing. It was amazing.
In Baltimore?
Yes.
In Baltimore. Okay. I lived in Virginia for 10 years.
Okay.
So I know all about it.
All right.
And the food is, the blue crab is amazing. Everything's on point.
Yeah. I miss crab cakes since we've been in California. Okay.
And if they're not made out of blue crab, then you don't even eat them. But I'll even come to your house and cook for you and your husband and your kid if you teach me how to do hair color. Is that a deal? Because I suck.
Oh, hair color's easy.
Well, so is cooking.
Hair color in the world, as long as you know your color theory. As long as you know your color theory and what is in your bowl, you can use any color line,
exactly.
The sky's the limit.
As long exactly.
As color theory, you got to know where you're starting from, what you're trying to get to, what's in the hair, and what you're trying to pull out or what you're trying to enhance, neutralize, or...
You couldn't have hit it more on point for... For our listeners out there that are, you know, sort of afraid of hair color, listen to what Kai's saying. Kai's telling you it comes from the heart. It comes from the soul. Get the ingredients there and do your thing.
Yeah. And
isn't that true?
100%. And what she's also saying is that whenever you get in trouble, always go back to your theory. Right, Kai?
Absolutely. So your theory is your fundamentals, your starting point, your building block, and it all comes back to that. So even if you know the rules and you come to that point where you break the rules sometimes, but you've broken the rules knowing the rules first and
big time
foundation and base knowledge so that you can give your guests, you know, if you're able to, that you can give your guests or even tell them, okay, we're not going to be able to do that today. It's going to be a process. And so that information.
And that's called being an expert. That's called being an expert. And that's also called having the confidence within yourself to do that.
Oh, absolutely.
Because if you know the rules, you can break them. Mm-hmm. We all know that. And we're trying to instill that with all of our listeners out there. You're fantastic.
God, isn't she great? I think what we're trying to instill in our listeners is that education.
I got this notes in front of me. I can just like throw them away.
Education. I'll try to keep us on track. Education is the key to success, right, Kai?
Never stop learning. If you're in the hair industry or if you're in another industry, whatever it is, like, you never stop learning. Like, the minute you stop learning, that's kind of like your growth stops. It's like it's like a plant not being watered. You
totally.
Even if it's your, it doesn't always have to like come from your mentor, or it can come from, you know, somebody who's at the same level as you. You can like bounce, iron sharpens iron. So if you
100%
bounce off of other hairstylists. And
I think it even comes from just all of your peers. When you're teaching, you're learning, aren't you?
Oh, 100%. I'll say this. If you're trying to nail something down, right? They always say practice makes perfect. I like saying practice makes progress, because nobody's perfect at the end of the day. And
I am.
Well, I feel like I need to just like put a finger on you. So I can have
to... I'm kidding, Kai.
But, you know, practice
you're,
makes
you're
progress.
Perfect, actually.
Oh, thanks. You never stop learning. Like it doesn't matter what it is. I'm still, you know, in this digital space now. I'm still shift. So now we're learning something new that we've never had to do before. Every time we do a different event, we're picking up new and interesting and things that help round us out as a person.
Yeah. It's interesting that you're saying that, because the ability of the hairdresser today depends a lot on their technical ability to transform into this new way of communicating. So this is exactly what...
stretching everybody. COVID has hairstylists going into realms that they've never been in before. And maybe they have been. And I would say, having the background that I do, I'm in a super happy place right now, because I get to feed like both sides, like both the creative and that like linear technical aspect.
You look amazing. I've never seen you look better. Hey guys, this is Ricardo. I just wanted to get in here for a second and tell you about a product line that Tony and I have developed just for you. It's a line for professional hair artists that are looking for every advantage to take their work to the next level. The line is called The Art of Hair, and it is a line of professional hair care products to use in the salon behind the chair that will help you create the best results you have ever seen. The way these products perform is truly incredible. It's all due to a very few things.
First is our refusal to put our name on anything that is not the best in the industry. And next, we use the highest quality ingredients that's containing a botanical blend of antioxidants that will strengthen and hydrate while creating the healthiest hair on earth. The Art of Hair products are the most innovative, cutting-edge, performance-driven products to hit the market ever. Let's take your salon game to the next level. Go to altieri.com. Your clients will love you. I want to ask you a question. So there's like about five different subjects I want to get to.
Okay.
And this is really where I want to hone down and have people listen to what you have to offer, because you're amazing. I want to go to styling editorial avant-garde. So I know you like to do that. Is that correct?
I love that. I love having fun with hair. I like creative. I like thinking up something, sketching it out, or just like, okay, what can I do with this today? Yeah.
Some of your work that I've seen, and we're going to share all of your work, everything about you, every way that people can get in touch with you. We're going to put that all in the show notes. And so that people that when they hear this and they want to know more about you, they can find it in our show notes. So the Textbird collection, talk to me about that. I'm super interested in that because I've seen the Instagram on it. The work on that Instagram is incredible. It's incredible. And you're one of the co-founders. So tell me about your partners and your fellow co-founders, and tell me about what is Textbird Collective.
So Textbird Collective, I'll say it's been a while since we started it. And it all started going to Fashion Week, because I used to fly across the country and go to Fashion Week pretty much every season, just to be in the energy. And of course, I love New York. That's my home.
Yeah.
And eat good food, Tony. Yeah. But
yeah, you got it, girl.
We'll go have a
piece of pizza together one day.
A slice, yes.
Yeah, just a slice.
Raise.
Slice of love.
Slice or raise.
So we were in New York for Fashion Week, and we went to this panel discussion on textured hair at Dickie's Hair Salon, but it was put on by Swivel Beauty. And I was super, super excited because we went to hear, you know, what was being said, like what's going on. And it was a space where there were both hairstylists and there was consumers there. So guests or clients were there as well. And you were getting the perspective of both at the same time. So my business partner, or the co-founder, and I, Tippy Shorter, we went back to the house, and we had talked about, okay, well, we need to do something. And when everything started, Charmel Winsett was also one of the co-founders. And what we talked about during our little brainstorming was, okay, well, we keep talking about somebody else needs to do this, texture hair education. This was when more texture was starting to become on the runway and all of that. And we were like, okay, so we keep talking about somebody needs to do it. Why don't we do it?
Yeah. So you did it.
So it started off as us creating. And the other thing was, we didn't see a lot of visuals of textured hair, that were inspirational and aspirational.
Right.
And we wanted to create a space for that, or community around that as well. So hence the Instagram page, right? So you see all of these beautiful, like beautiful work with texture, and doesn't matter.
Amazing.
Crimped, it's curled, avant-garde, like
insane. I love it. I love all the color is so strong. The shape is so strong. The formations, it's amazing. I want people to go to this because it's amazing. But how does somebody get involved with you?
So we use it as also a tool to highlight artists, right? Because there's a lot of artists within the community that aren't seen, that do amazing work. So it's to kind of bring that to light. And with everything that went on last year, going into after COVID started with George Floyd's death and all of that, that started to help everything snowball even more, because it was like a voice needed to be heard in terms of the texture hair community and all of that, and needing to have more education. Because even from when I went to cosmetology school, the only thing we learned how to do was blow texture hair out or relax it. It wasn't, oh, this is how you style it. I learned how to style texture hair because trial and error, or working on dolls, mannequin heads. And now you have tons of texture hair mannequin heads. And as Textbird Collective has evolved, what we've been able to do is not only build a community around texture, and we do like free education on Mondays, every Monday, Facebook Lives, and we try to bring in and highlight artists to, you know, help teach community and grow the community in their knowledge base on.
Fantastic. And you three teach also too?
Yes. So Tippi Shorter, she is the Global Artistic Director for Mizani.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about her.
One of my besties. I love her immensely. And I first met Tippi when I was with Aveda. And she was their texture artistic director, right? Or part of their team.
With Aveda? She was with Aveda?
The first, okay. Right? And they were trying to bring on someone with texture. And I absolutely, like, from the first time we met, first time I, like, assisted a class with her, just amazing. Like, Tippi is amazing. She's a celebrity stylist. She's worked with Rihanna, Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
She did a Sports Illustrated cover with Serena Williams. Like, when I tell you, beyond talented and has been doing it, doing hair and doing it well for several years. Like, amazing.
Yeah, I've seen some stuff on her and I'm really interested. I would love to have her on the podcast as well. Maybe all three of you guys. Tell me about your other co-founder.
Charmelle is no longer a co-founder, but
okay.
Still friend. Like, that's my heart. Love her. So right now it's Tippi and myself. And then just launched the Global Artistry Council with Bakila Riley. So Bakila is, I don't want to get it wrong, so I'm not going to give the title, but she is with Ulta. So she is doing amazing things with Ulta. She just, I don't know if you've ever seen her work before, but she has amazing work as well. As a matter of fact, they just did a shoot with, when I tell you, like, the images are fantastic.
Yeah.
And she has her own textured hair extension, wigs and clip-ins, and that's true in Pure Texture. So it's really nice. We all have our strengths, like the three of us together with the Global Artistry Council, and then Tippi and I with the Textwork Collective. It makes for a space that can just continue to grow.
It's really great. I love it. And it's so awesome that hairdressers would do this thing that you've done for other hairdressers. That's what this podcast is about. That's what we're about, my brother and I. That's what you're about. And it's fantastic. Go ahead, Tom.
I'll tell you something. Just listening to this whole thing, she's got so much imagination, fullness about herself, confidence. She dreams. And she's got so much to give. Let me ask you a question, Kai. What's in your future, honey? Just go. Reach for the stars and go.
What's in my future?
Yeah. What do you see in your future?
Honestly, just constantly evolving and getting better. Not really putting a cap on it. I don't want to do that to myself. So I would advise anybody that's listening is don't put a ceiling over yourself. If you're not getting met where you are, then maybe that's going to cause you to shift and move in a divot or pivot in a different direction. Like, your journey is your journey. So just continue your steps to trying to get to where you have to go, and never think of no as a denial.
I wish that you could get as much as you give in your lifetime. I wish you that. I pray for that.
She will, because you and I, Tony, we live by the adage, and I know Kai does too. When you give, you get, and she's going to get a lot because she gives a lot. So there's no two ways about it.
Well, you do podcast, you know, a couple times a week, and they come and go, but this one is a freaking real winner, Rico.
You like this one?
Yeah.
Are you choked up?
A little, yeah.
You choked up my brother. I'm not kidding. That's hard to do.
Yeah. I mean, just because.
God, you choked him up. Yeah, that's real. He's not kidding. Amazing. So we want everybody to follow Kai. Kai, tell people how they can follow you, get involved with you.
But digitally, you can find me at Kai Goodwin. So at KAUIGOODWYN on Instagram and Facebook. And you can follow at the Textwork Collective. As a matter of fact, we have, shameless plug, we have a curved air shears that have been very good for doing the air cut. So in conjunction with that, help cut texture hair and help with the wrist, right? Because we don't want to, you know, wear our bodies down too much. But the curved air shears through the Textwork Collective, that is constantly growing. We have new fun stuff coming up with that, which maybe hopefully I can come back on and just blow it up. And then at the Global Artistry Council. So global_artistry_council. And the Global Artistry Council, that is our events. So we have officially had 3 events. The first one was live before COVID. And then our second one, what we did was we raised money for Black Lives Matter and Color of Change. That was in, I believe, July or August. That was our first digital event. And we just had a huge, like, kind of conference digital event. First one, it was awesome. In January, and we had 12 artists. It was over 2 days. And we had amazing, like, sponsors and partnerships with, like, Dyson and Redken, all of, like, Matrix, Amika, the list goes on, but it was amazing. And I appreciate all of the support that we got from all of the attendees, from all of the sponsors. It was excellent. So I would say if you want to keep track or find out when we're having our next event, definitely follow the Global Artistry Council page and Textbert. Stay tuned because we have signed up for our newsletter because we always have something coming up next in the wings. And next year in January, we'll have our next Texture Hair Elevated event. So that's what we did this past January.
You know, we've had an incredible year.
Yeah.
You know, it almost marks the date to today of how our year's gone. Matter of fact, I'm going to get a vaccination in 2 hours from now. So
that's fantastic.
I know I've got to go for the future of America and the world. And I don't want to, but I'm going to go. But besides that, we've gotten through the past year. It's been tough for hairdressers and it's been tough for everybody. I know that. I would like to thank you so much from the bottom of Ricardo's and my heart for you spending time with us and sharing your journey and what you love to do. So this was definitely what Ricardo told me was going to be a winner. And I'd like to thank you for every bit of it.
It was absolutely my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Kai. We're going to be pumping you up and promoting you so much. Bye, Kai. Thank you, sweetheart. Let's do a collab together soon.
Alternative Hair Show.
Text me the detail.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning into the Art of Hair podcast with the Altieri Brothers. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For full show notes, full transcripts, and resources to help you become the best, visit us at
AltieriTheArtOfHair.com. And you can also find us on Instagram at AltieriTheArtOfHair.